Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Phil, Governor Jerry Brown will be termed out of office next year, but will that be the end of his political career? Had an appearance in Concord yesterday, the governor pointed out that he has only lieutenant governor, treasurer, and controller left. At that point, somebody shouted out, "President!" And his response, what do you think it was? Well, listen up.
Who wants to go to Ed President?
President,
then I'd be 82, I think. Anyway, but, you know, don't rule it out. Anyway.
All right, Phil, are you counting out Jerry Brown as a viable presidential candidate?
Well, you know something that's interesting? I never rule out Jerry Brown, and he never rules himself out. I've never known a politician to rule themselves out, whether it's Jerry Brown, Dianne Feinstein. They always think they have one more run in them, and especially if somebody asks them. So the next thing you hear after something like that, which was a half a joke, is the word starts shooting around that Jerry Brown is being encouraged to run for president in 2020. He would be 82. He is just right about something. It would be one of the few offices he hasn't had. Let's see. He's been college board president down in Los Angeles, secretary of state for the state, attorney general, mayor of Oakland, twice governor. I mean, the guy's been around the block. I think he's going for the Guinness Book of World Records, so why not go for president again?
So this was a half joke, but taking it seriously for a moment, you know, he's tried to run for president before. What would be the likelihood is that he'd make a viable candidate?
Well, he's done it in 76. He did it in 1980, and he did it in 1992 again. So he'd be up on the Mount Rushmore of political candidates that have tried. You know what's interesting is about Jerry Brown is that the fact that he's still in the mix, the fact that he, even while he's really on his way to Williams to whack weeds at the family farm out there, he is still on the national radar. And that says as much about Jerry Brown's maverick style as it does about sort of the lack of style or charisma on the Democratic front and on politics in general. Remember, he was just back in Washington, what was it, last week, and they had Joe Biden, they had Nancy Pelosi, they had the whole Democratic front up there to blast away at the health care repeal and reform being done by the President Trump and the Republicans. And who was it that grabbed the national spotlight? Who walked away with the quote and with the clip that everybody was watching? Jerry Brown. So it says two things. He's still there. He's still active. He's still the maverick he's always been. And two, people are still looking for that combination out there, despite whatever age it may be.
All right. So he would be in his early 80s. But age aside, would Jerry Brown be a more palatable candidate philosophically these days?
I think he would. He has repeatedly gotten better with time. Initially, he was seen as this outsider, half a hippie kook, Governor Moonbeam, a guy that would, but after coming to Oakland and becoming mayor of Oakland and getting down in the brass tacks of it and becoming, you know, a law and order candidate and a law and order attorney general. I remember back when he was a mayor of Oakland, he said, you know, we need to get rid of half the ideology and just get real. And he has sort of become the get real candidate, whether it's state finances, state health care, or the environment. In California, he is seen as sort of the beacon of moderation. So, yes, John, if he went out nationally, he would. And besides, he's got one of those few traits that you don't see in politicians. He actually speaks American. He speaks to you, not at you or above you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.